From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump struck a softer tone on touchy subjects like North Korea and trade with President Xi Jinping in China Thursday and highlighted his incredibly warm feeling toward his counterpart. Mr. Trump blamed his predecessors in Washington for the trade deficit with China and he said things could not remain the same.
The United States really has to change its policies because they've gotten so far behind on trade with China.
Mr. Trump concluded the remarks by touting his great chemistry with Mr. Xi. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Thursday said NATO defense ministers are considering ways to bring Russia into compliance with a key arms control treaty.
We have a firm belief now over several years that the Russians have violated the INF. And our effort is to bring Russia back into compliance. It is not to walk away from the treaty.
Mattis told NATO's discussions were about Russia and were held with an eye towards sustaining other arms control pacts as well. The U.S. Treasury sanctioned 10 Venezuelans Thursday, including a number of government officials, in the latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy in the oil-rich country. U.S. forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab in Somalia Thursday, killing several militants, according to the U.S. military. The drone strike hit targets in the Bay region of Somalia, about 160 kilometers west of Mogadishu. No civilians were killed in the strike. This is VOA News. Typhoon Damri, Vietnam's deadliest storm this year, left 106 people dead and authorities scrambling to repair damage before the country hosts a regional summit. Samantha Vadas reports.
As world leaders begin to touch down in Vietnam for their annual Asia-Pacific summit, the country is dealing with another major event, courtesy of Mother Nature. And as Da Nang rolls out the red carpet on Thursday, authorities are working overtime to prevent flooding in the host city, releasing water from around 50 dangerously full reservoirs. Presidents Donald Trump, Xi Jinping, and Vladimir Putin are among world leaders expected to meet at the summit's main event on Friday. And while the storm hasn't rained on their parade, a planned excursion for their spouses to Hoi An on Saturday could be washed out as much of the ancient city remains underwater.
That's reporter Samantha Vadas. Banks in the United Arab Emirates are being asked for details on prominent Saudi citizens detained in an anti-corruption crackdown. David Doyle brings us that story.
Saudi Arabia says it will confiscate money and assets held by dozens of top officials and businessmen as it takes its anti-corruption crackdown beyond its borders. Princes, business tycoons, and politicians were arrested at the weekend in a purge that cements the power of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Their assets now being targeted by the newly formed Anti-Corruption Committee, which was created by royal decree and is chaired by Prince Mohammed. An official at the Riyadh Chamber of Commerce estimated that if all the revenue lost to corruption was retrieved, it would total $800 billion.
That's reporter David Doyle. Graham McKay reports that Colombian police seized the largest cocaine haul in the country's history as they crack down on excess production by gangs who are stepping in to the void left by the FARC rebels.
Police on Wednesday hauling in a record 12 tons of the drug linked to the Gulf Clan, the country's top criminal gang.
Today, thanks to a police operation with overseas intelligence, the largest seizure in history was made. Never before, since we began fighting against drugs more than 40 years ago, have we had a seizure of this size.
Authorities have pledged to send 80,000 police and army troops to areas the group used to control to try and stop new trafficking gangs from taking hold.
That's Graham McKay. The Burma sanctions bill in the House of Representatives and the companion bill in the Senate would apply economic pressure on military generals with the aim of ending the ongoing violence inflicted on Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. In the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Chairman Ed Royce called on Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, to be more forceful in condemning the crisis. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.